From next year, student teachers might need to prove hands-on competence in the classroom before they can graduate. This game-changing assessment is designed to lift Australia's education standards. It's emerged from two teaching performance assessment projects led by the Australian Catholic University and the Queensland College of Teachers. This proposal has been discussed at a meeting in Brisbane this week, and a trial involving more than 2,000 university teaching students is underway. But some argue that focusing on the transition from university to the classroom isn't the best approach, and the most significant issues only emerge after graduate teachers enter the workforce. Zoe Ferguson takes a look.
When Madeleine Costa was completing her Masters of Education, there was a strong focus on becoming work-ready and getting into the classroom as soon as possible.
In the first semester, there were a number of observation days, and then they were followed by two different four-week-long pracs, so practicums, where you basically are going in assisted teaching, and it culminates in a 10-week or a 9-week internship where you're assisted but you are kind of more or less doing a full-term teaching block.
She learned very early on that theory can only somewhat prepare you as a teacher, so she agrees a focus on the hands-on component of teaching is a good thing.
Almost universally, you know, in my experience in my teaching degree, both the educators and my peers, we've all agreed that the prac and the actual hands-on teaching is probably the most educational aspect, or it's the most kind of informative aspect of the actual process of what it is like to teach and the sort of experience you'll have as a teacher.
Madeleine is now 2 years into teaching at Sydney's Bradfield College. She says the role of a teacher comes with huge responsibilities and expectations from the outset.
At the moment for new teachers, it very much is baptism of fire, and there very much is that kind of pervasive notion of getting through it and getting it done. And it's rather interesting that as a first-year teacher, you more or less will come out into an industry and you'll be expected to perform with the same level, more or less, of efficacy as somebody who's been doing it for a decade.
From next year, student teachers will have to undergo hands-on practice in the classroom before they can graduate, and they'll have to pass a literacy and numeracy test, which ensures their skills are in the top 30% of the adult population. Professor Claire Wyatt-Smith is a director of Learning Sciences Institute Australia. She is leading one of the two performance assessment projects. She says the new assessment to measure student teachers' classroom readiness is an improvement on the classroom experience they currently receive because it creates a national benchmark.
This is a new assessment that's actually looking at a common assessment to establish competence of graduate teachers going into the profession. So it's actually a very tightly structured assessment. It's rigorous, it's being validated, it's having the standards set to establish an evidentiary basis for what we would count as competence for the beginning teacher.
Pete Goss is a school education program director at the Grattan Institute. He believes these reforms are a step in the right direction when it comes to improving quantitative measures for teacher training in Australia.
We don't have much evidence here to say how effective is each course. And the best, that's hard to do, but the best way to do it is once teachers have been trained, do their students learn really well? That's the ultimate test.
He says a glaring omission in Australia's education system is the lack of teacher mentors compared to other developed countries.
Australia doesn't seem to be as systematic as some countries in giving initial mentoring. For example, in Shanghai in China, new teachers have two mentors, one who's focused on the content that they're teaching and how best to teach it, another who's focused on how do you keep control of the classroom. In Australia, only about 40% of new teachers say they got any systematic mentoring at all. In that first couple of years, we need more. Beyond that, once teachers have found their feet, they still need opportunities to observe other teachers who are really great at their job and be observed, because it's very hard to learn and improve all on your own.
Exactly how teachers are educated and prepared for the classroom is probably one of the most widely reviewed areas in education. That's according to Dr. David Zinger, senior lecturer at Monash University's Education Department. This new assessment for students to demonstrate their hands-on competence is designed to lift the nation's education standards. But David Zinger isn't so sure.
It doesn't actually address those really serious issues of what is going to happen when the new teacher sets foot in the classroom, when he and she actually has to work with their own students. This is just another reform that seems to lay the blame at the feet of teachers and teacher educators for what we apparently have as a decline in our international rankings and the stagnation in our NAPLAN results.
This latest reform targets the bridge between university and teaching in the classroom. But perennial problems in education persist, David Zinger says, such as an oversupply of teacher graduates from university, bloated expectations of early career teachers, and a lack of support throughout their teaching career.
If there is not a properly funded and properly resourced mentoring program for graduate teachers in their schools, then these new teachers will undoubtedly be struggling, and hence we have a high degree of early career teachers burning out.
Another factor leading to teacher burnout is having to work outside of their expertise. Approximately 4 in 10 geography teachers aren't formally qualified to be teaching the subject.
And that's a serious problem, where we have underqualified and underprepared teachers teaching science, teaching maths, teaching geography, history. Out-of-field teaching is something that is under-researched in this country. We don't actually know a lot about the impact of it, both on the teacher and the student.
These new assessments are aimed at improving Australia's education standards. But one simple technique to do that, Pete Goss suggests, is making more use of established and experienced teachers.
The teaching job stays roughly the same from the first day that you graduate and run your own classroom until you either move out of that classroom or leave the profession. In other professions, in medicine, in accounting, in engineering, there's much more graduated role. We make much better use of the most expert engineers, the most expert lawyers. We should make much more use of the most expert teachers in Australia to teach other teachers. That would help lift the standards overall.
That's Pete Goss, School Education Program Director at the Grattan Institute, ending that report from Zoe Ferguson.